Anei te kai kōrero te haumana o te whānau o Waipareira ko Ray Hall. Ray is with us today to talk about the get-together, the celebration, in difficult times and bringing our peeps together in the west side for Matariki. There's a hell of a lineup, and they've closed off the streets around Whānau House in Henderson. Everyone's welcome. It's free. It's deliberately structured for whānau. So it's not just a concert. There's kai trucks and cultural performances. There's rides for the kids and tamariki craft stalls, etc. So it's a very special day. The first of them was held a year ago, but it's really gearing up for a special afternoon and evening starting at 4 o'clock now because of the numbers of acts that we've got on stage. Ray Hall joins us from the airport. Thanks for your time, Ray. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Ray. Don't do things by halves when you celebrate for our people. It's been a tough time, hasn't it, mate, this past year or past few years, to be honest. What's the thinking behind it, our Waipareira's, you know, pulling all the strands together to make sure something special is going on for whānau in the west side?
Well, I think the first thing we've got to remember is that, you know, Māori celebrate Matariki now through a public holiday. So that's the priority with our event. And like we said last year, that we were going to make it bigger and better for our second rollout. But you are right. It gives our community, again, a bit of respite. The West has been hit hard with some of these extreme weather conditions. So it gives them an opportunity just to come down and celebrate the Māori New Year on a bigger scale now. And you rightly say, we brought in some outstanding artists just to pay back to our community and just say, hey, you know, Waipareira's here. Come down and have a good time.
Look, if you were to pay for a ticket to see that lineup, you'd be having to stump up the best part of a hundy, wouldn't you? Houses, Sherman, Catches, Tiki, Ray, Annie, I mean, come on. So, to put on a free concert of this type is a very special opportunity for whānau who don't have, you know, big swags of folding in their wallets.
That's right. That's right, Dale. We sort of worked around that. You know, to go to a concert like this, the average family would be, you know, forking out a minimum of $240. You know, when you take a couple or you go in ones and twos, and then you've got your transport, your parking, so on and so forth. So this is a concert, you know, on a big scale, and you've got in a house shim, Catch a Fire. You know, we've got Annie Crummer, Tiki Tane, we've got the Kapa Haka in Pacifica. So it's going to be a great night. And then, of course, there's the production, all those sorts of things that happen in the background. And as you can see tonight, there's a huge shelter there, which will be packed out with all the kai stores and the kids' rides, so on and so forth. So our community's going to be well catered for, not just our West Auckland community, but the whole of Auckland. You know, kids are welcome to come down.
The venue's actually right next to the railway station, so if you're listening here and you're in the south and you think, oh, I'd like to do something special, then jump a train and roll on out there. As I say, it's free. So you can take your own sandwiches if the cost of buying kais, you know, too much. But what it is a get-together for Matariki. How's it been for Waipareira this year? You chair the organisation. Tell us about some of the challenges as we, you know, hit sort of mid-year. A challenging year, how would you describe it?
Yeah, look, it's been a challenging year, and it's been a tough year for our frontline staff as well, who have been out there, as you've seen through the floods and that, you know, getting services into the homes, especially those who need them. And then those same projects were hit again, doubled up with the, like I said, with extreme weather conditions. So that's our priorities, to make sure that our community is well served. But just in terms of the trust itself, it's business as usual. It's been a big year. We're in the first set, coming up the second first quarter of our new year, our new financial year. So we're moving, you know, up and onwards. Yeah.
What would you say have been some of the highlights for the trust as far as its operations are concerned, halfway through 2023, Ray?
Oh, look, I think Innovation and collaboration is a big part of Waipareta, as you know, Dale, and we're always looking for new ways of doing things. So what people don't realise or see is that we're building out a future. And it's when that starts to crystallise and you start to see it, through events like this, but through, building a bigger and connected Māori community across Auckland, across Aotearoa. And there's been a lot of international activity as well going on behind the scenes at Waipareta. Yeah, so the other thing, Dale, is the Māori Party in town tonight, so that stage will be shared with them. They'll be announcing their arrival for the coming election, so that's going to be good as well.
Perhaps you could mention to Tamahe there that we'll be expecting him to get up and do his famous Dean Martin rendition.
You know, he asked me just to let you know that he's up for it.
I'm praying for the grapes, darling, tiggy, tiggy. He's actually got a pretty good voice, John. So, hey, man, good on you guys. It's a very slick, professional production, and it's nothing short of what our people deserve after tough times. Looking forward to seeing you out there, Ray. Thanks very much, man.
Okay, Dale. Thanks,
Ray.
Good to hear from you.
And you too. Thanks, Ray. Ray's the chair of Te Whanau Waipareta.